water. You got the regular tap water. Everyone says, you know, be a stay away from the tap water stuff. But does anybody really know the truth? We might have an expert that can help us decide what to choose when it comes to picking our water. Dr. Keith Cantor is on the line. He is our water expert. Dr. Keith, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Great to have you here. Dr. Cantor, an advocate of natural food. He's been an advocate of healthy living for over 30 years. He was back in the mid-90s appointed the CEO of Service Foods Incorporated. It's the largest all-natural food company of its kind in the United States. He's currently the CEO and founder of the NAMED program, which frees people from addiction through nutrition. He's got a PhD in nutritional science, a doctorate in naturopathic medicine, a doctorate in business entrepreneurship. He also holds undergraduate degrees in biology and chemistry. So you're the real deal here, and it's an honor to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks.
Talk about hydration here. Talk to us about basic water. A lot of people don't drink enough water. That's number one, am I right?
That's correct. So first, let's just talk about basic water, you know, just regular clean water.
Yep.
You should have one half of your body weight in ounces per day. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should have 75 ounces of water. If you're doing strenuous activities or running, you need even more than that.
It's amazing. One half, take your body weight, divide it by two, and that's how many ounces of water every day. And then you people that don't drink water out there wonder why you get sick. That's the norm. Am I right, doctor?
That's correct. See, what happens is we have two circulatory systems, the blood system that we all know about and the lymphatic system. The blood system moves around because the heart pumps, and that's what moves everything around. The lymphatic system doesn't work by the heart pumping, and the lymphatic system is where all the toxins gather, and when you move around, that's what makes it move. But you have to have enough water in there or it becomes very sludge-like. So if you're a runner or something like that, it'll make you tired quicker. It'll give you cramps, etc. And so that's why water is important, because if those toxins stay in the lymphatic system and it becomes sort of sludge-like and thick, you can get all sorts of problems and diseases, you know, like irritable bowel syndrome and things of that nature. So you want to drink water and move around. That's why they say being sedentary now is the new smoking. So you need both enough water and then moving around.
Go for walks. If you're in an office facility, get up and walk around on the office place. Take a walk if you can at lunchtime. All that stuff is important, right?
Oh, yeah. What they're doing now in a lot of places is they have the desks raised so you stand instead of sit, because they're proving that sitting and being sedentary for a long time is so bad. Now, the other problem we have is we all eat, in the United States at least, and probably Europe and Canada, a Western diet. It's also called the sad diet. I call it the sugary American diet. And it's very acidic. And what I mean by that is the body tries to keep a pH between 7.35 and 7.45. And it's pretty good at doing that. It has the mechanisms to do that. But what it doesn't have is the mechanisms to get rid of all the excess acid we take in. They're like soda, sugar, all those things added as preservative, all those things turn to acid. Now, when you have excess acid, which really comes from the hydrogen protons breaking off of the acid, that's what causes acidity, and it tends to form something called hydronium, which is H3O. Alkaline water will buffer that, the regular alkaline water that you buy in the store. That means that its pH is above 7, and if it's acidic, it's below 7. So that'll buffer it, it'll dilute it, which helps. Because what acidity causes is acidosis, which causes inflammation. And I don't mean like a swollen ankle, I mean internal inflammation. And that's the number one killer in the United States, because it affects heart disease. It affects 85% of all diseases, the CDC says. So I researched it because I was using my NAME program, which stands, by the way, for Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking. That's why I say NAMED. NAMED program.
Right. NAME, NAME.
No, NAMED.
ED.
nutritional addiction mitigation, eating, and drinking. And I use it to help people that are on substance abuse and also with mental illnesses, although I have to change the menus around. But the main point is between the menus and the special water that I use. Number one, I don't stimulate the opiate receptors, which causes all urges, you know, especially for drugs and things like that. But a lot of foods cause those urges. And the other thing I do is I get rid of the acid between my menus being 70% alkaline and the special hydroxide alkaline water, Aqua OH. And the difference is with regular alkaline waters, and I said this already, they buffer it, they dilute it, which is good, but they don't eliminate the acid. What Aqua OH does is it's a hot, pure, natural hydroxide water made from limestone. It took me like a year to research it and study it.
So this is a brand name? It's called Aqua OH?
Yeah, Aqua OH. The website is actually aqua-oh.com. And there's a lot of science there. I have a lot of peer-reviewed papers up there, and plus peer-reviewed papers from other. But what happens is the OH from the Aqua OH, which is called hydroxide, searches out and looks for the hydrogen proton. That's what causes the acidity. So that it'll find the hydrogen proton and combine with it, and H plus OH makes water. The real formula it does most of the time is it's H3O plus OH makes two waters. And then you eliminate it through sweat, urination, or the body utilizes it. And you don't get any extra alkalinity, and you don't get any, and you totally eliminate the acids. Because if you have inflammation, it affects, like I said, over 85% of all diseases, heart disease, cancer.
Sick body is an acid body. You should play football, I'm sure, with Fred Dreyer. This is what he talks about. What's the website?
Aqua-oh.com, and mine is namedprogram.com.
Thank you, Dr. Keith Cantor. I believe it's 100%.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, Dr. Keith, I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks. Have me anytime.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye.